hit me. Murder me, rot me, now take back me chat. Shuffle the deck, me are the queen in the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the can, so no better watch that. Show me step up in a life, then wife it gave me a fight. I'm sorry.
It's fine. I was going to do my Rihanna, but I thought you would find it disrespectful.
Okay, first of all, right.
But
see,
I really felt the
go.
Spirit moving
there
within
you go.
Me. I almost
there
hit you
go.
With the Minoguan with
you. There you go!
But I didn't is the point.
You just did.
That was real light. Like, it could have been a lot, and
so
I chose
not to. So we're even
not to.
For bitchy guests.
That's
it
not
now.
True at all.
Yes, it is.
No, it really isn't. Offensive. I don't, that doesn't matter to me. We're not at all even, so you could just go ahead and pack that back up. It's not going to work today.
I'm Patra.
Okay, and I am Big Booty Judy.
And this is the read.
I never heard that song before. That's a Patra song?
You've never heard Queen of the Pack?
No.
Okay,
so.
Well.
Is that crazy to you?
I just,
clearly.
I mean, it's just like the hurt never ends.
I'm sorry. It's just a cultural difference.
Oh my goodness. That's like someone in, I don't know, 25 years or whatever saying I've never heard like... Umbrella.
I mean, is it the Caribbean Crazy in Love or something? Is it like, is it just unthinkable that I haven't heard this?
Anyway, okay. It's more like the Caribbean U N I T Y.
Oh, okay. So.
No. It's like.
Make up your mind.
It's like the Jamaican Shanghai.
Bitch. Nicki Minaj Shanghai.
So anyway. You know.
Woo, all right.
Here we are.
Welcome to the read. Yeah.
Another dead nigga. Or several.
We're not going to do that yet.
We sure.
But not right now. Can we just not right now? We don't have to right now.
So.
But we will. Believe that.
Here we are. It is Black Excellence.
It is.
This week for Black Excellence, I would like to give honor to.
Give honor.
Listen, you know that I like to say, like, we're at church, yes. Because it brings, you know.
Get reference.
DeRay McKesson, community activist, organizer, and so on and so forth. I would just like to make him Black Excellence today for reading the entire fuck.
Bitch.
The red blood cells, the white ones, especially the white ones.
He read that motherfucker down to the roots. Like, I was just so proud to. If you haven't, you have to Google DeRay Wolf Blitzer CNN. And I'm pretty sure it's the first clip that comes up. But this young man who was, I think he started he started his activist work after Mike Brown was killed in Ferguson. And now he and Netta, I think, both go around the country kind of helping out protesters on the ground whenever this shit happens, because this shit happens so much. And anyway, he was on CNN and just tore Wolf Blitzer completely the fuck apart.
Because
with
he tried it.
Yes, he did. Are you gonna, I mean, feel free to.
I mean, I remember him just completely deviating from the point so many times and bringing in like, oh, well, you know, the thing that really annoys me again, and I've said this a million times on this show about like newscasters or whatever you call them, trying to make Black people look stupid on TV. And I just love it when we're like, guess what? Gotcha. No, educated. Like, you know, so.
Yeah.
It just, it was like, the one thing that they do a lot is they reference other Black people in power or politics or whatever and say, well, don't you agree with your nigger friend and Mearson? Like, it was like, oh, well, don't you agree with what President Obama has to say? And he was like, nope, here, out of here with that. We're going to stick to the point. Oh, well, you know, wouldn't you want forever to be peaceful like the good Dr. King?
Oh, my God. White
like
people have got to stop
that. Here's the thing about the good Dr. King.
Watch out.
First
now.
Of all.
Look at you now.
I mean, out of the, because,
look at
learn
you.
Your activists, first of all. I mean, goddamn, like, no shade, no disrespect, but like, it's like Martin Luther King every time. Like, every time you want niggas to calm down,
no other
they
name.
Just bring up Martin Luther King, and it was white violence that took Martin Luther King out in the first goddamn place. So just shut your mouth,
Right.
Just be quiet. Anyway,
it was excellent, though, for Wolf, because he kept, like, trying to get him to say, oh, well, people should just be peacefully protesting and fuck the violence. And DeRay was like, no, I'm not going to say that because I understand where the hurt is coming from. And you're not going to get me to shit on my people. I don't have to condone
it to understand it.
Yes.
And I love that he said that Freddie Gray will not be back, but those windows will be.
Yeah. So definitely check out that clip and just catch all of the shade that DeRay had to throw towards Wolf Blitzer because it was phenomenal. And that is definitely why he's our Black Excellence this week.
I also really want to make the Prancing Elites Black Excellence.
Okay. You and go only ahead and because, have your moment.
Only because.
It's fun.
When I watched, the first time I ever saw the trailer for that was at your house. Mm-hmm. Remember, we were both watching some show on Oxygen, and that trailer came on, and I was like, here they go. Here they go. Like,
yeah.
Trying to make the queens look dumb. And I still, and I watched it, and mm-hmm. I said I was not going to, and the only reason I said I wasn't going to wasn't even because of that. It was because in that same clip, they showed all of these old white people in Alabama or wherever the fuck
yeah.
giving them hell, and I was like, I'm not about to upset myself. But I watched it anyway today because it was on. And I feel like they do try and make them look dumb because at certain parts, like, they went to restaurants. And I think the waiter had asked one of them, like, how they wanted their burger cooked. And he seemed kind of confused. And to me, it's like, I felt like they were trying to make them look dumb. And to me, that doesn't mean, like, you're dumb. You're just not, they might not have been exposed to certain things. Anyway, mm-hmm. all I know is for you to put on that single lady's ass, white and gold leotard, and those boots, bitch, and beat your motherfucking faces, and walk down that place after they told you not to, and dance because you want to, like, the courage that it takes to do some shit like that, and all of the bullshit that they put those, like, anyway, I wept.
Yes.
I wept.
Okay. Right.
I felt so bad for not wanting to watch it in the first place. And I may not watch it again only because I was just like,
I can't. One of them is just like Portia. Like, he just, everything about him is exactly like
I don't
Portia.
Give a fuck about, like, their personalities. I'm saying for you to be, I'm not, like, I just, to me, it takes a lot of bravery.
It does, absolutely.
For you to do some shit like that. And I was watching and I was like, okay, well, they don't seem like the brightest, you know, crayons in the goddamn box. I'm not saying, you know, whatever, but I'm not going to judge you for that. All I know is you pranced your motherfucking asses on that goddamn TV with all of these white people in your face telling you to go to hell, black people telling you to go to hell and go home, and all you want to do is have a good time. And I think that that deserves a shout out. So.
All right. I'm not taking that from you.
So this week in Hot Topics.
You know what? You just, okay.
Bitch, you guessed it.
See, that was melodic.
Guessed it.
See, you can have fun with that bullshit.
I was inspired by Lil' Kim on Dancing with the Stars.
Excuse the fuck out of me. Oh my God, no, it's on my DVR. Please don't tell me she was on Dancing with the Stars last night.
No, Lil' Kim, Amber Riley, and Patti LaBelle.
What?
Yeah.
Shut
Lady
up.
On Dancing with the Stars. I missed it, though. I haven't seen it yet. I did tape it.
I can't wait to watch it. What
yeah,
the fuck?
Yeah, it looked like it was awesome. And of course, everybody was shading the fuck out of Kim. Because
I mean, yeah, because I can see Patti. Amber and Patti, Miss Patti, but. Girl, the fuck, Lil' Kim, who? What?
My Aunt Patty still looks like she did on the set of the Lady Marmalade video.
I love her. She is
Kimberly.
Just.
And of course, you know Amber is my sis. But... Mm-hmm.
But see, I think Kim, I don't even think all of that is surgery. I think a lot of that is just horrible makeup choices because she had a picture where she had washed her face.
Oh,
and
100%.
She didn't look that fucked up. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Vivica Fox. I think some of these girls are just. Well, I don't know if she has. Since then, fuck that up further. But Vivica's face wasn't as bad as we thought it was. It was the contouring.
Looks like Madam.
Okay. Puppet. So, all right. Yeah, no, I knew. I just.
But Kim, yeah. Kim, you remember Kim used to make horrible makeup. Like, she's been making
yeah,
terrible makeup.
For a long time.
For a long time. It doesn't help.
So.
But either way, whatever. She's gonna, you know, always be Kim. So this.
Okay.
This week. I just don't even. Well, let's just stick with female rap. Do you want to start with good news? Or hold on. First of all, did we talk about
I don't remember.
Miss Tina's wedding photos?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yes, we did. And speaking of, do you want me to say something really shady on the mic or do you want me to wait till afterwards? It's real shady. It's like a 9 out of a 10.
After.
Okay. But yes, we absolutely did talk about Miss Tina's wedding photos. Yes, we did.
All right.
Okay.
So then let's just go ahead and skip on over that thing. And let's talk about your girl, Kaya.
I don't have no girl named Kaya. None of my girls are doing shows.
So Kaya White People is this woman that a lot of y'all still listen. Thanks. Shout out to y'all. Kaya is a rapper from Tampa. And she is most famous for one song by the name of My Neck, My Back.
I think white people have heard that song.
Oh, yes, for sure. I'm just reminding them.
Yeah.
Because they're like, Kaya, that girl from Human Resources.
If you've never heard the uncensored version of that song, you Google it now. It's going to change your life.
Changed mine.
It's like, I mean, I guess like by today's standards, it's not that bad, but it was filthy as hell when it first came out. Like, filthy as hell.
She was one of the first people to just say, lick the crack.
Yes.
Go there.
And I was just like, but
right there in the crack.
Excuse me? Like, what crack?
I was crack harvest.
I was so confused. Like, girl, what?
So, Kaya.
But anyway.
Apparently, if you've got the coin, Kaya.
$75 is the coin.
Will come to your barbecue, bar mitzvah, family reunion, funeral, graduation,
bitch,
prom, wake, wherever it is.
Mother's Day brunch, anything you have planned
absolutely
up.
Absolutely.
It really doesn't matter. There's no restrictions
picnic,
here.
Divorce. Wherever.
You just send your $40 deposit via PayPal and Kaya is in that bitch.
So,
why?
A video showed up of Kaya performing at like a pool party for T.S. Madison, who I've always just admired for so many ghetto reasons, but we'll just leave that alone.
Okay.
Either way, the party looked like a jam. Like, it just looked like.
How could it not be?
It looked like a jam.
Kaya was the musical guest. Of course it was turned up.
Damn, like, why am I not? But either way, you know, she did her little 1-2 thing on there, and Twitter gave her black ass hell. They gave it to her. They said that bitch was, like, serving punch. They say the bitch is probably going to ask you for your Wi-Fi password when you come to the function. Like, they gave her.
She did, though. Why does she show up places looking like that? Like, I don't.
I mean, I thought for Kaya, she's doing her best. You know, like, because Kaya.
But I'm not going to hold Kaya to a lower standard than everybody else. I'm not going to do that. She needs to come out here and look like she's doing something with herself and giving a good goddamn about herself like the rest of these girls.
So as a Floridian, I have no choice but to enjoy Kaya. And Kaya even tried me one time on Twitter, but that was only because I tried her first. It's all fair game, whatever. I mean, you could never, but at the same time.
So you just had to switch.
Because, I mean, the point is, when it all comes down to it. But at the same time, like,
girl,
you have got to K-Wang with it. You've got to just move your bike and your shoulders from the right and then to the left.
Okay.
Like, I just enjoy so much about Kaya. I just like her. She's just ghetto, though. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just a ghetto-ass bitch, and it's just fun. And she hopped on, like, YouTube or whatever with her two gays
yes.
that she used to do them YouTube videos with all the time.
And she had this script, I guess, of all the people she was supposed to be reading or some shit.
And
what
she
the fuck?
Ran. She's entertaining. She's a mess. Entertaining. She is like.
She needs a reality show.
She's like
Love and Hip Hop Tampa.
Like the cousin of Sita from Sita's World.
Yes.
That like
she is the embodiment of Sita.
Like when Sita said that she had somebody that was gonna come and cut you, she was talking about Kaya.
Okay. Yes.
Like, and I just enjoy her.
Sita the CGI hood rat. I definitely see that. Like 100%. That's who she is. Like that's her DNA right
like,
there.
Like I wanna book her. Personally, like
I mean you can.
Can you imagine?
I know you have it in the budget. Please,
I mean I'd
go
prefer
right
Trina, but she seems like she's all I feel like Kaya seems like she'd be available.
Yes, not to mention a whole hell of a lot less expensive.
Trina I follow on Instagram and she stays on the stage.
Right. Like real ones. Not.
But I feel like Kaya will come.
Yes, because.
And it will be fun.
Being in niggas' backyards is the only arenas that Kaya can book. So of course she will come. Sing in your living room to your face. Absolutely. Have fun.
You know what?
What? I mean, I'm not shitting on her.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying.
I'm not. Like, I enjoyed that one song, but I don't know what else you want me to give. Kaya. It's Kaya. Like.
Is your hungry?
Mm-mm. Remember when she got kicked off that reality show?
For cheating?
Yes, because they were supposed to be freestyling, and she did a line that she had already performed in public somewhere.
But guess what?
Girl.
Kaya, Shimon, whatever the fuck her name is. She gave them bitches. You remember when she cussed out T-Pain's baby mama?
No. What the fuck?
Our girlfriend, whichever one used to date
T-Pain. I need
T-Pain.
To go back and watch that show.
Oh, goodness. She made great television.
She did.
She does need to do another. I think she was working on a reality TV show, but no one picked it up. But she would make, like, she was cussing them out. Your career was over before it even started. And Kaya said
like
that.
She could move to Atlanta and join that cast.
She lives in Atlanta.
Oh, does she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't understand why Mona hasn't called her ass yet.
I think that she did some video or something. She talked about like being on Love & Hip Hop and they didn't call her and they didn't really want a real bitch. Or maybe they did call her, but she turned them down. I don't know.
Okay.
But if Kaya is on Love & Hip Hop, I will watch it.
Yes.
I promise.
And I just decided not to after this last episode that I saw. And Jocelyn's full entire asshole was on display on the television. Like, have you seen the most recent episode of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta? Did you watch that?
Girl, why would I do that?
Jocelyn, quote unquote, came home with no luggage or a bag or nothing. But this bitch is coming back from a trip, but just has nothing with her and is in her panties. And then the next shot, she's like straddling Stevie J. And then her asshole is on display. Like VH1 had to blur out her asshole.
I would rather eat this iPad.
Okay.
Than watch that.
All right. And that's understandable because it really is 100% a terrible ass show. I could sit here and go off on them niggas like for the rest of the hour, so let's not even.
So, speaking of Love & Hip Hop.
No, I just.
Sierra's got a man.
No, she don't. Is that whole thing, is that true?
So, Sierra won quarter of the future baby mama quartet.
You just could not even help yourself. Is she the fourth or the fifth? I don't know which one she is. Look at you. So you just gone. You just took yourself right on out.
She got matching dress.
You are never gonna get over it. Hey, pull yourself together. Woo. All right.
So Sierra was at the White House. Was it the correspondent dinner or the state dinner? One of those, the big fancy funny dinner that they just had.
Probably the state dinner if it was yesterday or today. Okay, yeah. I don't know why Sierra would be at the White House correspondent dinner.
No, it wasn't that one. But she was there with Russell Wilson, who plays for the, you know, one of your sports, mm-hmm. the Seahawks.
Yep, that's it.
There you go.
I'm sure that was right there in whatever article you're looking at, so.
It's actually not right here in this article.
What position does he play then?
I googled it 25 minutes ago.
All right then. Go you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So, I think that she was like spotted, ducked behind him, looking like a Mogwai one day, like at the game. And everybody was like, bitch, is that Sierra?
Like, what is she doing?
So the rumors started circling about that. And then he had like, I don't know if it was like after a game or what, but he was being interviewed somewhere and someone asked him about Sierra. And he was just like, yuck. Just go and watch her on tour.
What?
I don't know what that was.
Holy shit.
I'm not sure why I did that. I just don't remember what his voice sounds like.
How have you never done that in my face before?
What do you mean?
That goofy impression is so good.
Oh, is it?
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, points, bitch.
Yes, bitch. That was excellent.
Disney call of it.
Okay, that's right. How voiceover work like shit.
So Russell Wilson looks a lot like a Brazilian gay porn star to me.
Okay.
I'm not saying that he is homosexual.
Weirdly specific.
But I'm just saying it. I'm not saying he's gay. I'm saying it looks like he does gay porn.
Brazilian gay porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and actually, I completely understand that difference. Like, I understand what you're saying, because there's a lot of dudes out here who just look like they would bend it over and grab their ankles for a check, even if they are not necessarily
Rich
gay.
Dollars,
okay.
Young Thugger.
Benzino, to be honest. Benzino look like he not above doing a whole lot. Stevie J be coked the fuck out.
So Russell Wilson's hair is very soft. It's feathered. What? Sierra was beat.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
I just feel like he's just very, very pretty. Like,
he is. He's like nice to look at.
So...
And Sierra was gorgeous. That dress was gorgeous.
Is this supposed to be like her Matt Kemp moment?
I don't think they're really together, though, because in the video I saw, she was just kind of like, he was like definitely walking away and not really giving a shit if she was like by his side. And she was just kind of like trotting after him, trying to grab up to his arm.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I don't really believe any of this. So is it like, are they... What are they trying to do here? Like,
I don't know.
I don't understand.
But Future got on Twitter and was like, I know y'all want me to care. Or
he said, I wish I cared.
I wish I cared. Right. Which is like, oh, okay. Well, I think we all knew that when you was cheating on her with your stylist when y'all were engaged. But okay, thank you for clearing it up that you did not give a shit. And I think now he's back with another one of his baby mamas. Or his next baby mama.
See, this is the thing about one these of the famous other. Niggas, right? They're all still just niggas. Like, these are still people.
Yes.
And it's remarkable to me that, like, a lot of these women especially are so beautiful.
Oh, my God.
And
this is
they just let these regular, ordinary niggas treat them like a sack of dog shit. Because they have a glittery necklace.
Mm-hmm. And that's really it.
I would much rather die. Like, I'm
Young
sorry.
Jock has 8 kids and had twins, had 2 baby mamas, and each was pregnant with twins and still cheated on one and got with somebody
Who
else.
Who is Young Jock?
He is on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, and he has these hoes still chasing after him, even though he has 8 motherfucking children. Like, nigga, what? By like 5 or 6 different hoes. Okay. Good luck to Sierra, though. You know, I'm sure she's tired of her daddy playing daddy to her son. So hopefully Russell's ready to step up. No, she did an interview that said Future does not take care of his son.
I'm actually finished with you and your conversation.
You finished with me? You every time she comes up, you spend 45 seconds laughing at her ass before you can
because
even...
Because Sierra, like... Sierra has all of this potential, and she is just a series of unfortunate events.
Are
like
you going to buy Jackie?
Briggs, Christy.
You shut up. Get out my what? Face.
Robinson. Who the fuck are you talking about?
Kennedy.
Thank you. Like, I'm not sure.
Okay. Never mind then. You just can't help. You are so.
I don't know because.
You are so fucking shady.
No, someone actually, I think she has a show coming up sometime here too, like in a few weeks or something. And I want to go see her because Sierra puts on a good show. Mm-hmm. And I want for her to like do well. But it's, I always feel like she don't want to do it. Like,
oh my God.
Because the single comes out, right? Mm-hmm. The I Bet single comes out. I thought that the song was cute. I thought that the video just didn't fit the song. And it's like she wants,
that's the
like,
one when
focus.
She was in a jewelry box, right? Or she was some shit. She was like one of them little toy ballerinas that dance when you open your jewelry box.
You know what? Now that you say that, it makes way more sense. It's still really a very odd video.
Okay.
But I feel like this, like the album itself might be good, like, because I thought that her last album was really good, but then she like didn't promote it and then did this weird thing with the videos, and it's like, girl, give yourself a chance.
Yeah. I get that.
Anyway, speaking of niggas, BT's bringing back Punk'd.
That's not what... Wait a minute. Who is bringing back Punk'd?
So...
Can you bring back something that you didn't start? Or... Oh, well, I guess when you're owned by the same parent company, you can.
The Hills, Baldwin Hills, ooh. TLL, 106 and Park.
Lord, all right. This I don't see this ending well, though. Niggas running around punking people. Shit. This is a horrible idea.
I just don't really feel like, and honestly, no shade even to the network, because I wouldn't want to see a Punk'd back on. They just, remember when they tried to do Punk'd like a few years ago when they tried to revive it, and they had like Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber and Hillary Duff and people were hosting it because Ashton Kutcher was like, I have like
I'm over it.
Way
yeah.
more money and
I'm an
like,
adult
things
now.
To do. I'm playing Steve Jobs and shit.
Ashton Kutcher got like I think weirdly smart and like self-aware over the past few years. I think he's done with the dumb shit, but I don't see the point of them bringing this back. And seeing how trigger happy white people are and how they love to beat niggas up or kill us for no goddamn reason, I don't see how this is a good ass idea.
Yeah, black people in prank shows and shit, I just don't.
I know BET is really trying with original programming, but I don't think a prank show is it.
And like, who are you gonna prank? Like,
right.
Kiki Palmer?
Shut up.
Wait, I think, didn't they prank her already?
Did they? Wait. Never mind.
She's already gotten punked.
Woo.
But I'm just saying.
Karrueche.
Like,
Karrueche right. will always be down. Karrueche's
Black
manager.
China.
Did you see that movie Karrueche is in? Some straight to DVD.
I heard she just won an Emmy.
Excuse the fuck out of me?
Yeah, she just won a
for that performance on Iyanla?
That's, and you know what? That's what I thought at first. I was like, give it to her.
Right.
That was some good
television. Because
she
laid down on Iyanla's mammy titty. You give that girl her awards.
You know what? I'm just going to let you have that.
Okay. I appreciate that.
You win. It's yours. Fine.
I do. Thank you.
No, she's actually a part of like this like web series soap opera about like, I don't know. It looks like a mix between like revenge and single ladies.
No.
And like.
You can actually stop right there because revenge is getting canceled for a reason. Single ladies is over for a reason.
And like Ricky Lake.
How much worse could this be? How did she get an Emmy for this?
But either way, I don't know. It's like some obscure category, like daytime Emmy for best social media program.
Okay.
With Activator. Like, I don't know. Some shit.
Well, she's in a movie called Three-Headed Shark Attack, so that lets you know where her career is going. That's the type of shit she's booking.
Well, guess what? She can put that motherfucking Emmy right on top of her Apple TV.
I mean, if you have an Emmy, you have an Emmy, and nobody can take that from
while
you.
She is uploading, or she, you know, she's kicked back watching those damn clips of royalty on Chris Brown's
Instagram.
Oh, my
God. Oh
first
my
of
God.
All, that baby is so cute. Like, let's, like, so cute.
Yeah, she is.
I really hope she never figures out, you know, her name.
How could she not?
I mean, just like, you know.
I mean, but I'm sure she'll go to decent schools and someone will point out, like, girl, your name means money. It means checks. So.
Like the.
Like, that's the name your mama gave you.
The way you've been right. taken care of.
Just straight up.
Your payment method.
Shut up.
But, oh, God, she's so cute. So, either way.
What are we talking about? What was the topic?
I don't know, BET or something.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Jenner. Did you watch the Bruce Jenner documentary?
Yeah, sure. It was on my DVR because I wasn't in town. But yes, I caught up when I got back. I did. Did you?
I did.
And what'd you think about it?
I thought that Bruce Jenner is very brave and very, you know, I thought that it was very sincere. And I like the fact that it was just about him. You didn't see nobody else that was from the Kardashian show on there. Mm-hmm. It was him, the other children, and so on. And, you know, I thought that they made, like, even outside of the star power or whatever, like, the whole infamy of the show and shit, I thought that they made really good points about, like, the transgender community and pointed some things out that maybe people didn't know, so... I thought it was a really good interview.
I thought it was better than I thought it was going to be, honestly. Because I expected Kardashian fuck shit just because, you know.
Why?
His name is linked with those fucking people. And also, I never really thought he was trans. Like, I just thought the tabloids were being just rude. Like, I just felt like everybody was just being mean as shit to him for a long time. Like, I never, because I figured if he was, and he would tell us in his own way or whenever else. So it was really interesting, and I felt like ABC did a good job addressing issues and, like, points of clarification for people. But the feedback from, like, the general public was what made me go, like, ugh.
And I mean, you have to, like, I knew that was going to happen, and that's why, again, I say that he is brave.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, I never knew shit about Bruce Jenner, honestly. I was born in 87, you know, so he was already, like, he was already on hormones by the time I came around.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying he was.
Right, no, I mean, I didn't know him as an Olympian. When they were doing all those flashbacks and shit, I was like, oh, okay, so he was, like, a big-ass deal then.
I knew that he was a huge deal, but I mean, I just have never, like, experienced that impact. Like, he wasn't, like, the huge guy that... He was back then when I was born. So really, to me, I just knew Bruce Jenner as a guy that was like the world's greatest athlete once, and now he's the pushover on the Kardashian show. Right. And so...
And they didn't hesitate to show those clips of them like being completely rude to him either. The Kardashians were just like, right, just awful. But I don't know.
I knew that it was going to be some bullshit because, you know, the thing that really... And I felt bad, you know, because, I mean, I don't really feel bad about Bruce Jenner jokes because I've never said anything like, I don't feel like I've said anything, like, malicious. I just, like, whatever.
You but, just be like, Kylie's mamas need to wake up and pay attention.
I mean, because.
I mean, and which is true because, I mean, your daughter is fucking around with a 26-year-old man.
I really, the thing about, like, the trans world, I feel like it's super complicated because it's already hard for ignorant ass motherfuckers to accept that homosexuality is a thing and it's not something that you choose and, you know, the Bible, all of these complications.
Yeah.
All of that shit. Shout out to Dustin. I know, though, like, when you're talking about, like, transgender people,
it gets
because
way worse.
It gets way more complicated. Because even for me, like, people had to call me out and be like, you know, you're saying some things that are kind of transphobic. And I'd be like, how? And for me personally, what I like to do then in those moments when I am, like, really offending people, especially oppressed people, because I'm black and gay, double whammy. So it's like, what I try to do is read. And, like, learn and, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of all that reading, if I don't give a fuck or if I don't agree, then that's one thing. But it's better than just being like, oh, well, I don't give a fuck at all.
Right.
I'm not even
well, that's
try
the mature response, which most people are not capable of having.
I always thought, like, when I was 18, 19 years old, going out to the club, and I would see the girls in the club, I would just be like, I thought that they just felt like being a woman was way more elegant, and they just decided that that was what they wanted to do. Like, they just chose it. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, when I read, I was like, oh, this is a completely different thing, and it is, like, literally a crisis, like, an identity crisis.
Right.
And that happens, like, from, like, a very, 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 very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
That was what was fascinating to me, like, hearing all those experts talk about kids and how... They, you know, a lot of kids go back and forth between referring to themselves as different genders and princesses and rocks and dogs. Kids will call themselves anything. So it's not just like if your 5-year old is all of a sudden calling himself a girl that you need to panic or whatever. But kids who are transgender will like show this consistently and repeatedly over time. Like, and just all the scientific side of it was what I thought was fascinating. But Bruce Jenner himself was a lot more interesting than I thought he would be. The only thing I didn't like is that he's a Republican. Like, I don't get that.
And that is going to be interesting.
If you're that rich and that white, I guess you can be anything you want to be, including
because when she asked him, she was like, you're a Republican? Like, he looked around at all of this wealth and was like, bitch, duh.
Clearly,
like,
bitch.
What the fuck are you asking?
You see how goddamn wealthy I am? Of course I'm a motherfucking Republican.
One thing I know, though, for sure, because, again, when you're dealing with something like this, when you're with people who, like, because you had, okay, for instance, Steve Harvey, they asked him, because most celebrities, like, his family, everyone's responded and said he's super brave and he's their hero and they love him so much and all that stuff. Brody Jenner is still the finest white boy I've ever seen in my
Ooh-wee.
Life.
Woo-wee.
No,
that's a good one right there. Like, he is finest.
Brody
hell.
Can walk into this studio right now and ask for my hand in marriage with all the shit going on in the streets, and I would probably say
I would disconnect this mic and be like, so are we leaving, like, right now, or... Like, can I have a few minutes to say goodbye?
Anyway, but yeah, like, Steve Harvey, right? Someone asked him on the red carpet of I don't know, some bullshit.
Okay.
Family Feud, the reunion.
Bitch, shut the fuck up.
Does. They asked him about it, and he was like, well, the politically correct thing is to say that he's brave, and I just can't wrap my mind around it, and it doesn't understand. I don't understand it, and I could never. He said, I could never walk in, you know, into the home and say that to my wife or to my kids. Nobody asks you to.
Right.
No one. This isn't your cross to bear, Steve Harvey. Your cross to bear is figuring out which next motherfucker, because like your cross to bear is figuring out who else you go send down to motherfucking Chattanooga or wherever it is that your camp is at to go teach these little young black boys to cook, because you already see with Paula Deen's big white buttery ass. Like, you sent Paula Deen's racist ass down to all of these young black kids to teach them culinary arts. But we supposed to give a fuck about how you feel about the transgender community? Shut your bald mouth. Right. Okay? Shut your mouth.
Not to mention saying that you could never do it. All that saying is that you're not trans. Okay, bitch? Nobody thought you were. Did somebody ask you if you were trans? Like...
And that just brings you back around to my point. When you're dealing with shit like this, and that's why he said, think of him with an open mind. Because the typical thing that people do when they are discussing shit like this, sexuality, gender, whatever, when it's something that they don't understand, they just dismiss it and shit on it, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Like I said, for me, I'm looking at it and I'm being told, like, you don't know what the fuck is going on right now. So what I like to do is learn.
Right.
And if I disagree still, then I disagree still. But these niggas are just like, you mean that you're born a man, but inside your soul is... I don't get it. Fuck it.
Yes.
Abomination. Hell. You're going to hell. Hell. Hell.
Right. Knowing good and damn well, not a single one of y'all got a heaven or hell to put anybody in, Bruce Jenner included. And Lord knows when your day comes, you're going to have a whole scroll of shit to answer to. So how you feel like you have the motherfucking nerve to point the finger at somebody else blows my mind. And the fact that this shit comes from so-called Christians, it was what blows my mind the most. Like, have y'all ever actually read the Bible?
Let's not even do
that. You know what? You're right. Because we'll be here for the rest of the day.
Here.
And we can't.
Night, but that's what I'm saying. Like, for me, and this I feel like is going to just be like the sentiments I carry for the entire program. If you're dealing with a person that is living their life, living their truth, they are not harming anyone,
right?
They are not a detriment to anyone, really and truly. It doesn't have anything to do with you. What is the problem?
Exactly.
What's the problem? If the prancing elites want to go dance, if Bruce Jenner want to be a motherfucking woman, if a boy want to walk home with some Skittles and some juice, what does that have to do with you?
Ooh.
Like, if niggas just minded their business and just let people live their truth,
if y'all
and
would
be
just
honest,
let people live.
Then, I mean, do you know how...
If you would understand that God created us all different for a reason. Like, it's so obvious that God didn't want us all to be the same, or else we would all look the same, be the same height, have the same race, have the same, we would all be the same, and we're not. So why can't you just let people be different without being fucking hateful about it? It's not difficult.
It's not.
If you would
hard.
Read the Bible that you swear to go by, I swear to God, you would change the way you act.
I mean, it's in there.
But anyway,
that's all I'm saying.
Anyway.
But yes, again, so I thought that the Bruce Jenner interview was rather good.
I was surprised.
Like, they're going to. Because he loves his family and because he's passive. And that's why I did not see it for young Wendy Williams over here talking about.
Oh, that bitch. Listen, she was going to be my read this week until everything else just kind of popped off. But do you want to talk about her?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
Because Wendy Williams, I don't really watch the show that much. Sometimes when it's on, if I'm skimming, I'll just... Because I don't always disagree with what she says. And this is the thing about Wendy. When Wendy was on radio, you know, she was visceral and she was this, the third. When she went to TV, I feel like for a moment, she was still trying to, like, go there, but find like the line and be like a little bit more chill.
Well, she had to get an audience.
I don't know what. Maybe she's got the audience.
Yeah,
now.
She does.
So because she has been saying some of the, and the thing about it is like you can say offensive things or even mean things if you are a comic or if you are a comedic spirit. If you know what you're doing and you can structure it as a joke, it can be like, damn. But I understand that it's a joke, so whatever. She's not a comedian. Wendy Williams is not funny. Mm-hmm. So when she says these things, she's just being mean. Right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, I mean, and there's a thing to using humor with oppressive groups. It's always funnier if you're punching up. It's not funny to punch down on people right. who are already, you know, being crushed under the weight of oppression. It's not, that's not funny. It's much funnier to make fun of the people doing the oppressing because what does it hurt them?
So she said on her show maybe last week or I don't know, whenever, she said that something about that Bruce needed to spend more time looking after his kids because they're all crazy instead of trying to be Belinda. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Like, so the, I don't know if you watched like the whole clip of her like entire Bruce Jenner tirade.
No, somebody played it for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like ridiculous. It was all crazy until that one part where she was like, what you need to be focused on is Kylie. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, he definitely does need to yeah. be focused on Kylie, but you didn't have to follow it up with like all this transphobic bullshit. She was just completely out of line.
And even after the interview, she follows it up and is like, you know, I feel sorry for the kids and for Chris, and I'm, you know, happy for Bruce. And I still, she said she feels like he's fame hungry. And
But girl,
to me, and even with the thing is, with the daughters, honestly, I feel like I'm not going to say that he doesn't have a responsibility to look after his children, but I've always looked at him as just being passive. And he's already a white dad. He's 65 years old. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, and is on top of that, battling all of this shit that he's been battling on forever. Mm-hmm. Bruce Jenner just wants to play his goddamn golf and take that ponytail down or whatever. And he wants to wear his motherfucking, his Lane Bryant and live his goddamn life. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Don't give Bruce Lane Bryant now. She might be a 10, 12, but she ain't no, I'm sure Bruce
I'm thinking
would be
the stuff that aunties wear. I don't know. I'm not talking about like
oh God, did you see him get Diane Sawyer together? When she was like, you came out after it's even fun to be a woman.
And that is, ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly how and when I knew that Bruce Jenner will be just fine.
Yes, because Bruce was like, yeah,
I
girl.
I said, the shade is strong in this one. That's how you know he always He's been like, a woman. Yeah. Because that shade came natural and free. He was like, oh, yes, I'm 65 years old. I'll only be able to wear the black shoes and the black pants and the Diane caught it. Diane was like, right.
That slow realization where she was like, oh, he just
bitch
where he just called my outfit ugly as hell. He
I really like
old as shit. Yeah, so that was like a nice moment.
I just hope he doesn't try and like help them other heifers like rebrand themselves into some fake ass.
Oh no, I don't want
to
hear
because
it.
I don't see that. What you need to do, like as soon as you get it together, Bruce. I know that you're gonna snatch it. Mm-hmm. Please don't have Kimberly dress you because essentially that's Kanye dressing you. And girl, you are better off just going down to American Apparel, buying the basics, yeah. and setting that shit on fire. And then wearing it.
But he said his style and taste is nothing like the Kardashian.
Yeah, he said he's a Jenner. She's a Jenner.
Yes. And I love that because she's going to be like, I'm proud of Bruce Jenner, but Wendy Williams needed her ass beat for all that shit she said.
She was just so awful.
And I feel like it's the trend now to say whatever crazy offensive thing. And it's not like you get in trouble or fired for it because people are watching anyway. And all anybody gives a fuck about is ratings. Nobody gives a fuck about saying hateful shit.
You remember when she said, is it time for Beyonce to close her legs and put her clothes
on?
Oh,
yeah.
And everybody, most of the audience was like, girl.
Bitch, fuck out
and
of here.
And that one girl was clapping and her friend that was next to her was like, bitch, what? Walk home.
She was looking at herself like, you just gonna publicly go against Beyonce right now, bitch.
I feel like Wendy just likes to go there and this was not the time to go there at all. Especially Mm-mm. with the ammo that people have on you. Like, you already know that people are gonna come for you.
Because
like,
they've been calling you trans for I don't know how long.
And I'm not saying it's all right.
Right, no, but I'm not saying it's right, but you acting like you've been immune from these jokes. Like, you could fly above or some shit. Like, girl, people are terrible to you too. You would think Wendy, of all people, would be more sympathetic to the media shitting on you for your appearance. You would think, but she chose to do the exact opposite. Girl.
Talk about fame hungry. Mm. And how the hell didn't you know Whitney Houston slapped Stacey Francis? That's the only thing we know
the
about Stacey Francis'
thing.
Old guppy mouth ass. I hate her.
All right.
So that is, we've got to figure out a new name for this.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll think about it.
Bitch, you guessed it.
Yeah, or you.
You was right. Hey. Bitch, you guessed it.
Woo! You guessed it.
I need a Sprite. Right. All right, I'm done.
On ice. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you looking for a job? The perfect job for you is out there right now. And guess what? Someone else is probably going to get it if you do not get to ZipRecruiter.com right now. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can search for jobs from hundreds of job boards in one place for free. ZipRecruiter gives you the advantage. It even learns what jobs you're searching for and recommends new openings in your area. So don't let the perfect job get away. With so much competition out there, give yourself the best chances of finding the job in your area that you will love.
Yeah, guys, with ZipRecruiter.com, finding the perfect job has never been faster or easier. You can even apply with just one click to the jobs you want right from ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use app or website. So hurry up and download ZipRecruiter's free app today to get hundreds of jobs near you right on your phone. All you have to do is text READ to 89800. Again, text READ, that is the word READ, to 89800 to get hundreds of jobs near you right on your phone. Message and data rates may apply. ZipRecruiter, use them today and hopefully find you a job tomorrow. I just made that up, but I think it works.
Jazzy, let's get back to the show. All right, so it's time for letters and things of that nature.
It is. Send your questions to asktheread at gmail.com. And we're going to start off with one from Madison this week, who says, my boyfriend Peyton is gay for pay and lives from...
Stop. Stop right there. All right. So just let me...
Okay.
Digest what just happened to me.
All right.
Alrighty. Okay. So...
He's a model who lives in a house with five other guys and does webcam shows catered to gay men.
Oh,
I found out about this 7 months into our relationship and broke things off until we talked 2 weeks later. And he said that there's barely any sexual acts involved and it's more of a straight bromance fantasy.
Ooh, I wonder if I know this site.
Yeah, she included it, but told me not to say it. So well, then, you probably do. It took me a while to get over it, but I don't know why. It took me a while to get over this, but I eventually did until I met one of his coworkers who works with him at the house.
His coworkers.
He and Kaysen have become very close over the 6 months my boyfriend has been working there, and they do everything together. To make sure there wasn't anything I found to be uncomfortable going on, I started watching the cam shows. That's when I became suspicious about my boyfriend and his quote-unquote bromance. They are on cam talking about how many threesomes they've had together.
Work!
They're always massaging naked and hanging all over each other, flirting, cuddling
yes,
in the same bed,
ma'am,
and kissing sometimes on the mouth.
Go off, Paige.
When I confronted him, he said it's all for show, and I believed him.
Damn right it is.
Until I found out that they're scheduled to do a duo scene that involves giving head. My boyfriend will be the one perceiving, but he has promised Kaysen that since he has to give him head on camera, my boyfriend will give him some in private as a trade-off.
How do you know? Do they give you like an itinerary or what is it?
This is what her boyfriend is telling her. This doesn't sound like any friendship I've ever heard of. And he keeps insisting that he's straight and he loves me and they're just friends. And he would have no problem admitting if he was gay. I love him and want to believe him, but his behavior coupled with the nature of their job and their obsession with each other is making me have my doubts. I can't talk to anyone about it since this is a huge secret. Am I being overly paranoid because of his job, or do you guys think there's something going on that I don't know about? La-da-da, what shall we do? Take the three or take the two?
So,
what advice do you have?
Is
this...
You know, if you're comfortable with, you know, your boyfriend sucking man gooch.
Okay. See, it didn't have to be
then
that.
Then I just feel like, you know, that is your decision and choice.
I don't think she said she was comfortable with her man sucking.
Clearly she is.
The fact, okay.
So what we, like I said earlier about Sierra's fake piece, you know, doing... Gay, but like gay for pay, like is a real thing,
mm-hmm.
And typically, I will again this is why, well, I'm saying sexuality is complicated. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of avenues and shit. Like, it's not a black and white thing. And so when you try and act like you understand sexuality, or you get it, or you know, because the Bible just told you so. And
yeah.
All of that stuff. Essentially, what you're telling me is that you're like a brain surgeon, or that you've cracked open someone's cranium and just, you know, I don't know, like tasted a piece or put all it right. in the petri all dish. Right. And you just get the mind. And that's incorrect. You work at Staples.
Okay.
So,
I think if you're uncomfortable with this, like you've watched the cam shows and what he's saying and what he's doing doesn't match up to you, then you have every right to confront him on that.
I have seen some of those, these like frat boy.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, my girl Vitster, she holds it down.
All
so
right.
The thing about it is
okay.
that with like a lot of those, they're like I've watched them before and it'd be like, I'll just be sitting there like, why are these boys doing this? like you are like repulsed by one another. You
they
are
must
clearly
be making
like
a crazy amount
high
of money.
Or drunk, and just like forcing your way through this because those lights need to stay on, and that madness coming out in October or whatever. Like,
right.
It's just, it's not even fun because it's clear like they're not gay and they're just like. Like, if you're going to suck a dick, suck it. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? But
with
whatever.
Some enthusiasm.
You know, put your back into it.
Like you enjoy it.
No, but I don't know. I personally, you know, if you're struggling with whether or not you believe him mm-hmm. about his sexuality, then I would say he's probably telling you the truth. You know?
Right. It seems, I mean, like he still wants to be with you. That's the part that's fucking me up. Like, he seems to be interested in maintaining a relationship with you. I just think that you are way too uncomfortable with the nature of his job to continue to be in this
yeah,
relationship.
Yeah, like, that relationship's not for you.
Right.
Maybe for another girl.
When you first found out you wanted to break up, and I think you should have stuck with that initial reaction, because you weren't ready to handle it then, and you're not ready to handle it
and
now.
He probably won't ever be able to handle it, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing about it is, he should be able to do whatever he wants to and sleep with whomever he wants
Absolutely.
To. But you also have the right to make whatever decision you want to with your body, which is why I be telling the girls that the DL video is postponed. It's complicated because the girls, okay. a lot of these DL niggas are the bisexual ones. They be thinking bisexual niggas are just an endangered species or an urban legend. No, girl, they're pretending to be straight, because if they tell you that they like bussy too, then they're gonna fuck up the cooch.
Mm-hmm.
And who wants to do that? It's like a whole different...
Every straight girl I know has said that if her boyfriend told her he was bi, that she would not be able to
Wouldn't
handle it.
Wouldn't you?
Well, no, I actually would not have a problem with that, but that's me, you know, in my own weirdo sexuality. So I wouldn't care. But would you be upset if, like, you had a boyfriend and he told you he was also attracted to women? Or would you just assume that that was a regular thing?
You know, I feel like maybe I was 22 or 23 years old and I said to myself, I ain't dating no more bisexual niggas. Because... And oh. I didn't stick to that, obviously, and I won't. But the thing about it is,
I was not gonna go there with you. I was gonna let it go.
Listen, I got over it. But no, the thing about it is, I can't imagine. I guess being for a woman, it's a completely different thing. For me, it's more so like if you are attracted to women. And men, there's going to be a part of you that desires something that I can't give you. And so you're going to have to, like, have a certain amount of discipline to be able to be like, I like pussy too, and I just can't have any. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I haven't ever
met a nigga that feels that way.
I'm not deep
sea diving in anybody's 20,000 leagues.
Okay. That's fine. No one. So, I can't even picture you with a woman.
Yuck.
What would you even do? Like, what? What would you even do to a girl? Like, I can't even, like, the image of you and a woman.
Swipe right and help her find somebody to fuck out.
I don't even, no, but I think bisexual people are very capable of being like, okay, I'm with a girl or I'm with a guy and I don't feel the need to, you know, go get some outside dick
the
or vagina.
One I was
or,
with one.
Well, but I mean, the one you was with had a whole lot of other problems of sexuality.
I'm not talking about that one.
Oh, okay. Never mind. So.
Jesus H. Christ.
Anyway, so, I mean, girl, listen, you're not comfortable with this, and that's all that really matters. He's free to have whatever job he has, but he's going to have to find somebody who's okay with the work he does. And if he really gave a shit about you, he would have told you that like, I think relatively soon. You wouldn't have had to find out 7 months later. So
right.
you do whatever makes you happy and what you're comfortable with. But
break
it sounds to me,
them,
right,
just
it sounds
don't.
To me you don't really trust him and you're not okay with this. So
yeah.
Let's move on. Our next question comes from Brandolin. I made that up. And it says,
I'm sure you did.
Okay.
Amen.
One of
God.
My close friends, announced last month that she's getting married in early June. I live in Georgia and the wedding will be in California. I just received the invitation on April 21st and her mom called the same day to discuss a surprise bridal shower. During the conversation, her mom said she was calling me now so I would have enough time to pick out a gift, and I paused. Because I believe anyone who throws a last-minute wedding does not deserve a gift. My presence is the present. Plus, my 30th birthday is also 2 weeks before this wedding that was never a part of my 2015 budget. Am I wrong for showing up to this wedding and shower without a gift? I mean, at least I'm showing up, right? What do you think? Thanks, Brandolin.
In the words of my great friend Kia, listen, I just agree.
If anybody gives you less than 2 months to travel across the country for their wedding, which is not no whole ass ticket, okay? First of all, we already within the time period where the prices are going to be ridiculous and you are going from Georgia to California. That is not a cheap ticket at all.
Look,
the fact that you are making the room in your finances to, okay, because that's not cheap. To take your ass out there, you need a whole new outfit, shoes, hair, lashes, makeup, all kind of shit for weddings.
Fran was just saying that weddings are so fucking expensive.
Oh my God, I was just a bridesmaid last weekend and I love my friend and I would do it for her in a heartbeat. But if she had told me 8 weeks beforehand instead of like 14 months, I would have been like, bitch, is you out your goddamn mind? Like, you lucky if people are coming to your wedding in that short of amount of time, much less bringing you a gift. So absolutely, I agree.
And look, if you ain't got it, you just ain't got it. And a bridezilla is going to have to kiss your ass.
Like, you don't even earn the right to be that big of a bridezilla if you sending out invitations in mid-April for a wedding in June. Girl, you don't have the... You might as well get eloped. What the fuck is that?
Right.
People have to get vacation time together, get their money together. Hell no. I wouldn't feel no kind of way about that.
Girl, I can bring you a cold beverage.
Okay, I'll be happy to bring through like some peach pop, or
I can
get you a bottle
Hennessy.
Of Hennessy. Bitch, you be knowing.
There it is.
Because I bought Kettle One and a big ass bottle of Hennessy for the turn.
And what more could you ask?
Because that's all we need. Some juice, some Coke, and some Kettle One and some
a
Hennessy.
Cola. Be specific.
Oh, right. No, Coca-Cola.
It's a new
ain't nobody
day.
Got time for that white girl. Don't do all that. So, but yeah. I wouldn't take no present. What about...
No? I heard okay. He spoke my piece. Hell no.
All right. Do you want to do this last one is lesbians or nah?
Ooh, yes.
Okay.
Love Les.
Hey, Kid Fury and Crystal. This is Javante. My girlfriend is a huge fan of the show, and we've been together for 6 years. We met through my sister when I was released from prison on parole 2 years ago.
Work.
My dilemma is, ever since, we have had a son who was born in June of last year, and my girlfriend has been nothing but a liar. Last year, when I was locked up for a parole violation, she stole my entire income tax check and convinced my family she had it saved up. She had us evicted from her home, from our home, and I also found out she was having an affair with my cousin. But I keep going back to her. Everybody says I'm dumb, but I love her, and I feel like I'm wrong for leaving her. But in the same breath, my family doesn't want anything to do with me because of her. Mm. I need to know what I should do and if love is really enough, or should I move on and focus on co-parenting our son?
Well, listen.
P.S. This is my first serious relationship, being that I spent 9 years in prison.
See, that's part of the issue.
So.
That first real one will get you on your ass.
Okay.
Ooh, on your ass.
That's true. The first relationship where you are like really in love and your nose is wide open, you do some of the dumbest shit in recorded time. And when you look back on it, you're like, how was I ever that sprung behind anybody? Like, how was I ever that lost in some ass? How? When? How did that happen to me? That's real. Plus, you know how lesbians do. We be all the way in love, 12 weeks or less, ready to move in. Like, put me on the lease, coach.
It's so great.
Is it? Because it's a lot.
Gay guys are literally the opposite.
Mm, well,
I mean, they're in very quickly, but they're out that same night.
Like, you are just filthy. No, you're not.
No, I'm dead serious. The thing about this is, though, you know, you don't want to be a Brittany Griner and knock the contacts out of her.
Oh, my God.
But.
Oh, my God. Why would would you do this? Why would you do this? People just now stopped tagging me in that Brittany Griner shit. They just now stopped.
No, domestic abuse is never laughing.
It's not, but I don't. When I first heard that story, I thought they were fighting somebody else together. Like, oh, I thought the two of them was whooping somebody else's ass.
No, girl.
So when it came out that they was fighting each other, I was like, oh, God. Because I've definitely had that dyke-ass moment with one of my exes where we came to blows with my new girl.
Why do y'all all be fighting each other?
I don't know. I'm not excusing it. But when I heard they was fighting each other, I was like, let me not speak on this no more. Because lesbians, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with us. Like, it's ridiculous.
The only person I ever dated that I actually physically got into an altercation with, I was 17 years old. It was my first like little fake relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, like, I'm not doing all that shit with you.
Right.
Like,
no, I haven't been in a fight with anybody I was with since then, of course. And I'm not saying it's okay, but it seems to be common.
I just don't have time to go to jail. And that goes for everyone.
Right.
Like,
and these people have.
If you get your ass whooped today, it's because you needed it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just.
I had no other option. It had to be. It was some shit where. Like, I felt like I would rather go to jail than miss the opportunity to whoop mm-hmm. your ass. Like, it really would have to be that serious.
And at this point, it's not even jail. At this point, it's like, I could die in here tonight. If I like, because if the police come,
I'll
that could
die
just
for this.
My ass.
Right.
So, am I going to die to whoop your ass? So, that's like a passionate, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm
it's
not
really
saying
gonna
I'm
take
never
going
to go there again because, Lord knows, it's been a while and there have been several asses that have needed to be demolished by
and
the
hands of
your girl.
And they have gone unwhooped.
But,
mm-hmm. because anyway. Of the grace of God, y'all need to be thanking Jesus.
Have you seen that meme of like the Bad Girls Club or somebody who was fighting and like somebody was pulling the two girls apart and it's they tagged it and it said like me, you, and then the person in the middle said the Lord.
Cause that's how it is. Because
God be like Quad from Married to Medicine. Hey, 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 hey,
mm-hmm.
hey. Calm down.
Literally the divine hand of Jesus be the only thing saving some of these hoes from getting their skulls dragged. But back to Javante and her girlfriend who has been cheating with her cousin.
Yeah,
and
your girlfriend sounds like utter trash. So
yeah,
move on.
Like, I understand you love her, but she doesn't love you back.
Yeah,
and
that's for sure.
And being stuck in a relationship where you give so much and you care so much and the other person is just consistently shitting on your feelings and stealing from you and fucking your blood. It's just you deserve better, prison or no prison. Ugh. I hope she hasn't gotten in your head that like you don't deserve no better or you just ain't never gonna get nothing better than this.
Ooh, that is so real,
isn't it?
Oh, bitch,
when you start feeling like that, well, this is the best you can do, so you might as well put up with the bullshit. That is never
so
true.
Real.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no, fuck her. And the thing about it is like, if you, I'll say this, I get, like, being so clouded by love that you just make the dumbest decisions.
An ass.
And you are an ass. And titties. And, you know, you definitely are going to look back at, you know, these moments and be like, damn, I wish I could jump through, you know, time mm-hmm. and choke that me.
Right.
But trust and believe, if it's not today, tomorrow, or next week, there's going to be a time where you're just like, maybe you just wake up one day and you yawn and you just... You know what? I'm over it.
And that's a beautiful moment.
And it is such a great moment. It comes, like, I promise you, and it may feel like it's never going to happen.
So proud of you.
But one day you're just like, oh my God, I don't care.
Like, I'm not sprung off that motherfucker no more. But you have to have the strength to leave and be gone in the first place. And I hope you find it. Good luck to you.
All right, so...
That wraps up our questions. Send yours to asktheread@gmail.com, and...
So this week, we're going to dive right on into the read.
Oh, go ahead.
You know what? I actually just need for you to go first, because...
I don't actually need you to go first. As soon as we started the read segment, I was like, Lord, I'm weary. Like, why do we have to keep doing this? Why do
Let's
we have to continue...
This. Because my read is kind of like an effect of where I know we're going anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I've been detaching myself from a lot of the media and stuff because it's just too much.
Right.
I told you that I was in a puddle of my tears just watching them queens on Oxygen today. I just can't take
it's a
can't
lot.
Take all of this bigotry.
Exactly.
It's too much.
And it fucks with you. Like, it gets you tired when you're constantly exposed to all of the racism and how people really don't give a fuck about us. And it just, it pops up in the news time and time again. Like, when do we ever get a break from it? And when Rekia Boyd's killer was found not guilty on all charges, right, even though everybody knew,
everyone,
that he shot and killed that girl, like, there was no doubt. And yet he was still found not guilty on every charge. Is just like, how much more can we take?
And it's when people, and the thing about it that really boggles my fucking mind is that, why ain't everybody tired? Like, right, why aren't we dealing with a situation where, like, everyone should be like, nigga, again? Like, right, everyone should be fed up at this point. Everyone. I don't even see how this is still, like, debatable or how there are, like, several sides. But I do, I realize, and the reason I said this on Twitter the other day is, like, I don't even really feel frustrated. Like, I'm frustrated and I'm angry and I'm hurt and I'm sad. But I think more than anything, like, I'm trying to combat that with just self-love, because I love me. I love being Black. I love my culture. I love my race. And your ignorance is never, nobody's ignorance, your 140 characters,
right,
your hate is never going to get in the way of my love or pride for myself, for my people, for my culture, for any of that, those things. And I think that's what people are really intimidated by. It's a power struggle. It's mm-hmm. not even more, it's not even just as simple as, I don't like you, you Black, die. It's not even that. It's more like, like, the whole discussion of violence and looting and how riots and all of this stuff is not the answer. Like, when I was sitting there, like, I know that Native American ancestors,
sure,
are somewhere like, just tag me. Just let me get these white people together.
Put me in.
Real quick. Violence and looting and rioting isn't the answer. Was it the answer when you brought your motherfucking asses over here? We were just chilling.
Right.
You know, over here.
It's been the answer every time y'all wanted something.
Smoking our pipes. Doing our shit, minding our goddamn business.
Without was diseases. It the answer
when you brought your coughing asses over here and we felt bad for you and put some food in you and so, I don't know, aloe vera or whatever the fuck, and made you all better, and then you raped and murdered and put our babies in camps and taught them languages they didn't fucking know? Like, this whole entire country is built on violence. Like, all of these acts, the Martin Luther King's, like, violence. I don't, what are you talking about? How are we arguing about this? Like, we sat there and watched y'all, like, have this Hummer or whatever drive in front of a camera so you could snatch Joseph Kent's ass off of the goddamn,
oh my God,
street.
Where is he?
And no one, I read earlier that, like, he's hired an attorney, that he's healthy.
He's alive.
In good spirits. Okay. I've read that he's alive.
Thank God.
I said that I would like to see this
mm-hmm.
because
I don't trust it. I don't
I'll
trust none of them.
I'll get to my read later, which is mostly about, like, social media during this time. Mm. But for now.
Okay. So I just want to, I think we may have some people internationally who don't know exactly what's going on. In Baltimore, Maryland, Freddie Gray is, I think, the seventh Black man in the past year killed unarmed and killed by the Baltimore police. We still don't even know why the fuck he was arrested. It's bizarre to me that these people can murder someone and nobody has to provide any answers. Nobody has to come up with an explanation. They just get suspended with pay and we're all supposed to deal with it until they kill one of us again. So anyway, Freddie Gray's spine was severed. His trachea was crushed, several other injuries. And the people of Baltimore have been protesting peacefully. But of course, nobody cared until white people started antagonizing them, calling them niggas and threatening them. And then all of a sudden shit got real. And so there were riots that erupted after the protesting. And of course,
some poor police vehicles had shattered.
Oh,
windows.
Yeah. Let's take a moment of silence to acknowledge of the windshields that have cracks in them now. The poor CVS, may it rest in peace until it is rebuilt.
Those corn nuts and that coconut water.
Just don't know what we're going to do without Cetaphil right around the corner. It's just like such a devastating blow. Way worse than the loss of human life. Or at least that's what the mass media would have you believe. Because all that anybody has been focused on is the loss of property. And nobody is asking, what the fuck happened to Freddie Gray? And how come nobody nobody has any answers. How does this man go into custody? How does he go into custody healthy and comes out of it with a broken spine? You don't just break your spine, my nigga.
So now I'm reading that they're saying he had like surgery on his spine.
Oh, girl. Oh, girl. Oh, girl. Shut the fuck up.
This is my thing, right? Even let's say that that's true. You don't just get placed into a police vehicle and because of a rough ride.
Mm-mm. Bitch.
That must have been
show
a
me
bad
the street.
Bitch of a pothole.
Show me the street where niggas are dying because you rolled down it. How come everybody's not dying then? How come we aren't hearing about people twice a week dying in Baltimore from being on this incredibly bumpy road? Like, where the fuck is it then, girl? That doesn't make any goddamn sense. They can say whatever the fuck they want to because they know at the end of the day there's no real punishment.
At this point, I'm trying to figure out what pisses me off or offends me the most. And I know the answer is the murder of these people. But then it's literally adding insult to injury.
Right.
Because then you want to come back. I've said on the show before, I would prefer that you just come out and say, we just killed the nigga and none of us give a fuck.
Yes.
And just be quiet because there ain't shit you gonna do about it. Just say that. Nobody believes any of the shit that you're saying. We have video to back up all of the lies. We've seen you snatching niggas off of the goddamn street. And we know, like, we're watching the tactics that you're using to pull all of this bullshit off. And CNN and all these people are airing it and no one says anything. Like, no one says, hey, did they just really pull
it? Right.
Like, no one says
anything. They
keep
going like it's no big ass deal because that's exactly what it is. They don't give a fuck about us. They care way more about the police.
They want for us. And they keep talking about these peaceful protests and how rights not the answer and that we should be peaceful. Don't get it twisted. They don't want nobody to be peaceful. They want everybody to be quiet.
Exactly.
They want for you niggas to take your motherfucking asses home and shut the fuck up and get over it. That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were peaceful and they were quiet and calling for change like we've done for all of the black people, all of the black men and women that y'all have murdered. We've walked. We've held hands. We've put up the signs. White people walk with us and they get called nigger lovers. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not even just like we hate black people. It's power struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, white people hate white people that don't got no goddamn money and status.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how can you make someone feel bad? Like, how can you try and make a white person feel bad, anyone feel bad for standing alongside people that are protesting a murder? I'm so tired.
How is it that we still have to justify our anger and our hurt at this? For how long did you think you could oppress a group of people and nothing was gonna fucking happen? It's only so long you can abuse somebody before they say enough is a goddamn enough and we're fighting back. It's only so much people can take. And yes, tensions are high, but that's because all the bullshit y'all have been doing is finally getting exposed. And the fact of the matter is we have Michael Slager on tape, killing Walter Scott and covering it up and then proving that with the lie that he told through the police department, and still people act like Walter Scott deserved it. Because what? Because he was behind on child support? And that's the same shit with Freddie Gray. Oh, well, Freddie Gray was arrested multiple times. So he deserves to fucking die?
I've said on the show before, you can be a white man and you can walk into motherfucker, you can walk to Six Flags, wherever the fuck,
mm-hmm.
and set the whole entire shit on fire, sit in the middle of the food court, and the police will come with a motherfucking sparkling water and
mm-hmm.
questions.
It's
if
true.
You look at a nigga,
Do
if you,
you
look at
help?
You black and just look at a cop up and down, and that could be your life, and that's not fucking, I'm not embellishing, it is a fact. I just read some shit like on Tumblr. Some guy that like fucked a tree or like some
oh my god
some
I saw that yes
and stabbed a cop
and was taken apprehended alive. And how many black people have been shot and killed while completely unarmed?
So again, it's not even about crime, because I'm not even calling all of these men and women innocent, because a lot of the situations can be whatever. Like, and that's what disgusts me about people, especially black people and celebrities saying, oh, well, we need to, you know, black on black crime and oh, I think Pharrell said that Mike Brown seemed like a bully or some shit like that. Like, even if you're talking about some rough, tough ass, horrible ass niggas, they deserve mm-hmm. the exact same protection under the law that right. everyone else does. If you are dealing with white criminals that are out here shooting people, raping women, whatever, if you even arrest them, like, if right. you're dealing with these people, they, like, black people should be afforded the exact same laws, regulations, rules, or whatever that everyone else is.
Did you hear about the cop in Oklahoma City who was raping black women and his bond was just lowered?
Yeah.
Y'all don't give a fuck about black. This is why we have to say Black Lives Matter. Had he got arrested for raping a gang of white girls? Come on. And the bond was lowered? The Tulsa deputy who shot and killed a man is in the Bahamas right now. How the fuck do you let a killer go to the goddamn Bahamas because all he did was kill a nigger and you don't give a fuck?
Nobody.
It's not a coincidence that the city of Baltimore has paid out almost $6 million in lawsuits against the fucking police department just in the past 4 years. The Baltimore Sun published this whole huge in detail report of how they have been, and it's typically a handful of police officers who are responsible for the vast majority of the violence, but they are never let go. They are never fired. They are never disciplined. And so the city has paid out millions of taxpayer dollars, since that's what white people love to complain about when you talk about riots. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's taxpayer dollars that have to pay for this. Well, bitch, it's taxpayer dollars paying out all the lawsuits that come from all this fucking police brutality, but I don't see you giving a shit about that. And more importantly, the money I thought was human life. I truly was under the impression that people's right to live and be allowed to live was more important than any dollar amount. Like, y'all are sitting up here so mad that people are tearing down a CVS or throwing bricks through cops' cars, but you were goddamn
when
silent.
When all of your little sons and daughters and cousins and nieces and nephews be over here flipping over cars and setting shit on fire because their basketball team lost.
Oh, yeah. It's nothing when y'all do it. Your hockey team loses or you're at a fucking pumpkin patch or whatever the fuck else. Anytime white people decide to be rowdy for fun, then it's just kids having a good time and it's not a big deal. And when white people decide to be violent, like when George Bush decided to go to war don't have me get too real, but the violence by white people is always justified by white people. When black people decided we've had a fucking enough, then it's an issue. Let me tell you something, white folks, your racist ass ancestors, they saw this shit coming. Get your ass on the internet and read the diaries of slave owning presidents. It's right there in black and white. They knew that the way they treated Negroes was so terrible that eventually we were gonna fuck shit up. Like, beware the day that the Negro is free, because they coming for our asses. And they knew how bad it was. How do y'all not?
I don't know why people feel like that somehow was just like, again, people seem to be under this impression that Martin Luther King happened and Malcolm X happened, if they remember that one too.
do they know who Malcolm X is?
That's just about it. Don't ask them for any more civil rights.
Rosa Parks. They got Rosa Parks.
If they don't confuse Rosa with Harriet.
Or Coretta Scott King, because they all really the same. Or Harriet.
But they just seem to
Harriet Tubman!
I'm saying.
Jesus.
They do.
Okay, you know what? You're right.
So, it seems like people just seem to be under the impression that, like, there was just this civil rights movement with all of these Negroes, and they walked over a bridge and...
And held hands.
And held hands, and they sang Wading in the Water.
And it was just like The Blind Side.
And then the whole thing, like, the sky cracked open, mm-hmm. and glitter fell from the heavens, and there was just a magical change, and everything is over.
Yes, okay, Martin Luther King. White people must think Martin Luther King died of a heart attack.
No, white people think that we are stupid.
That's
what it is. You're not intimidated by gold teeth or big butts or dreads or hip-hop music. You're actually obsessed with it and you want to be a part of it. We all know that. What you're really intimidated by is the arrogance, the confidence, and the self-love of black people in this country. Because, again, it's all about power. That's why whenever... Whenever any people of color mm-hmm. have something that they call their own, especially in America, white people are like, well, where's mine? Where's ours?
Or y'all
we want a white history
down.
Month. We want a white girls rock, goddammit, because white girls rock as well. Motherfuck that. Why can't I wear a headdress? I think it's pretty.
Black Lives Matter doesn't mean only Black Lives Matter. It's reminding y'all that we matter because y'all have seen too fucking forgotten, or you never knew in the first place.
So,
This
is the thing. My read was essentially going to be about mostly Twitter, because
oh Lord,
I feel like a lot of people, I don't really enjoy Twitter the way that I used to anyway. I liked it way better when niggas were still off on Facebook and judging the fuck out of Twitter, talking about when nobody gonna use it.
Oh my God, yes.
There's a bunch of status updates.
What's the point?
Oh my gosh, and now everyone is ready to get rid of Facebook. But
I deleted mine.
I don't blame you. Either way, I just see it feels like a lot of people are literally like, damn, I was gonna make a nerd reference. Sword Art Online is this game where people are like, this is a show where people are like trapped like in like an online game. Like I feel like people
like
feel
the Sims?
Like they're like their Twitter life is like their life.
I'm and sure I just that's true for a like lot of people.
People just when it and that's fine. I mean, I don't give a fuck. But when it comes to things like this, you have to recognize this and acknowledge it as tragedy. Mm-hmm. And let people deal with, first of all, not everybody is on Twitter 24 goddamn hours a day. Some people have work to do. Some people just don't fucking want to. Some people may check into Twitter every other day or once a week, once a month, and they have every right to. Like, not everybody is on Twitter all goddamn day long like you are. And furthermore, some people, when shit like this happen, try not to be on Twitter at all.
Yes.
I am one of those people because I don't know if it's just the decision of the people that I have been following, mm-hmm. but if when shit like this happens, when my timeline turns into the lifestyles of the loud and wrong, like it's just, I mean, not to say there's like a lot of really good points and things on there, but then like a lot of the good points are things that like, you know, it's like things that I already know, like it's not, it's hard to like sift through all of that madness mm-hmm. and find like the shit that you really need to see. Actually, I go to Tumblr for it because Tumblr, them motherfuckers have the patience, I guess, to go on Twitter and find all the shit that you're worth. Like Jesse Williams' whole rant was beautiful.
It was.
And I follow him, but I just don't be on Twitter because it's too much bullshit. Mm-hmm. And people seem to feel like if you're not on Twitter talking about these things when they're happening, that you don't give a fuck. Guess what? There are plenty of people who are on Twitter talking about this shit, retweeting you and whatever the fuck and waiting for you to retweet them. And they don't care. Like, nope. They're just doing this and saying this because they want to feel validated and they want to be part of a movement. And it's all fake. And fake outrage is dangerous. I don't like that type of shit. Either way. As far as that goes, let people deal with this the way that they want to. Because I saw, like, one person asked, who is Freddie Gray and why are people protesting? And this was, like, last weekend. And someone retweeted them and was like, wow, really? Bitch, answer the goddamn, like, to tell them who that is. Maybe they haven't been reading. You don't know anything. Like, spread the information. Spread the knowledge. Who the fuck do you think that you are? Like, I can't. And on the other side of that coin, white people.
Oh, Lord.
Racists. Conservatives. Whatever you want to call yourself. When I make my black ass point on my goddamn social media, whichever one I choose to make my point on, bitch, don't try and jump into my mentions and challenge me. And if you are going to do that, bitch, you better come strapped. Because what I have, contrary to popular belief, niggas ain't goddamn stupid. Not all of us. And I'm not one of them. So if you're going to come and try and get cute with me, you better bring it. Okay, because I'm not entertaining any more of you troll ass bitches that are jumping into people's mentions and just trying, because what they're doing, whenever you say anything, especially when you make a point, here they all come flooding with some shit that don't make no goddamn sense. Like I said something about Native American ancestors, you know, looking at white people crazy over the looting thing, right? And I used an Erica Mena like meme to get the point across. And someone hops on my mentions to talk about Erica Mena's not even Native American. Okay, so girl, what you're going to do is suck taint and go away. Because
right.
I don't even, like, I'm not even going to entertain you and this bullshit. What you're trying to do is distract me and everyone else from the point that I'm mm-hmm. making. And we're not going to do that anymore. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to entertain you or, you know, your cloud of bullshit. I'm going to stick to my motherfucking facts. And if you want to be a dummy, we could talk about you being a dummy as well. But, girl, like, the time is now. a change has come. The periscopes and all of these things are out here. And bitch, we're not gonna play with you. Snatch niggas up off the street if you want to. We're gonna ask, where the fuck are they? We're gonna demand that you release them. We're gonna stay on your top of your motherfucking necks until you get your shit together. Mm-hmm. And the worst part about it is we don't even need to be doing this shit in the first place because it is all ignorance. And your ignorance is not my issue. That's your issue.
Well,
if you want to be willfully ignorant, if you want to be a dumbass because it keeps you and your privilege nice and comfy, if you feel like people challenging, you know, oppression or challenging the fucked up infrastructure of this country is somehow going to make you uncomfortable or take your little privilege away from you, well, girl, you better brace yourself because we're coming for that ass. A change is going to come and it's going to come quick, fast, and in a motherfucking hurry. So you better get with the motherfucking program or get lost. Yeah. Because you sound dumb and you look worse.
And what pisses me off the most is black celebrities and like other notable or recognizable people jumping up and being like, oh, well, violence is not the answer and riots don't solve anything and no one's taking you seriously right now. No, nobody was taking us seriously all the other times. Do you know how many times we've been out here peacefully protesting? You don't, because you don't ever pay any goddamn attention. If you're gonna part your lips to say something about the protesters, make sure you said something about the police out here killing all these unarmed black people for no goddamn reason.
Why are we protesting? Niggas aren't just showing up in the motherfucking streets and just saying, well, you know, I was bored and I got out of work early and I just felt like, you know, gathering the gang up out here and just fighting injustice.
Just felt like defacing public property day for no goddamn reason. No, we're fighting because something.
I just prefer Walgreens.
Like, oh, we're just mad. Right. So we're just going to burn some shit up today. Don't forget that this happened because this community and these communities across the country have been abused, targeted by the police departments in those areas for decades. This has been going on for decades. And for white people to love The Wire the way they do, how are they at all surprised that it was real life? Like,
Baltimore.
How are you surprised that there's violence in Baltimore? You love the show, but when it's real life, all of a sudden they're thugs and animals and they need to get it together. Conveniently forgetting that they're reacting to the abuse that the police departments inflicted on them in the first place.
Listen.
If your child, if you have two children and one of them hits the other, and so then the other one smacks them back, which one of them are you more upset by? You may be like, okay, well, you had no business hitting your brother back, but you shouldn't have hit her ass in the first place. Had you not killed Freddie Gray, the shit would not be going down in the first goddamn place. So check your motherfucking selves. It's not our fault that people are angry and that anger goes somewhere. It's not people's fault that you are telling a group of people who are already under immense distress, people who are already marginalized like fuck, and then while they're peacefully protesting, you calling them niggers and nigger lovers and throwing shit at them, like you're antagonizing them wondering why they get angry. What the fuck? Like, we're not allowed to be mad that y'all continuously kill us.
Think about it like this, and I really don't. Ooh, actually, goddamn. I'm not even gonna go there because that it'll be misconstrued because people are stupid. But I just like you cannot possibly, again, I don't understand how everyone isn't exhausted. I don't know how you
because people don't want to be. They don't want to pay attention. They don't want to care.
Because they're comfortable.
They want to believe, and a lot of black people want to believe that the way they live or the station they have in life is going to protect them from this shit, like us versus them. It's like, okay, girl. So you just do not give a fuck at all that this shit continues to happen. And Meek Mill, it's shit like people like Meek Mill who are very well aware of police brutality and who have been victims of discrimination against the police before and still say shit like, you didn't see his whole Twitter rant?
No.
He started off very like, man, you know, I've been through it with 12 and this, like, I know how it goes, and then wrapped it up with violence doesn't solve anything and fuck the riots or some shit like that. It's like, how do you get it, but then you still conditioned to blame yourself, and that's what I want black people to get out of. It is not... Don't get me started, because Ray Lewis had the nerve to get on tape.
I saw
talking about the riots. So I said, oh, Miss Girl, if anybody needs to have a seat right now, it's you, sweetie. Because not saying that there's no such thing as redemption, but we all know about your murdering ass. So you getting on tape talking about violence is not the answer. It's nothing but a joke. That's nothing but funny. How the fuck do you have the space? Girl, just be quiet. Go play in your money. This is not your moment. This is not your lane.
I just really wish that more people would check their own ignorance. Like, it's not a time, we're not living in no swashbuckling ass days where you like have to like fight for land and territory. That's not where we're at. Like, let people be. And nobody is out here having the audacity to say that, you know, actual criminals should be running around the streets. No one's saying that. If you need to arrest someone, if someone is committing an actual crime, then arrest their asses or whatever, process them, do what the fuck you need to. But stop going around here and treating black men and women like animals. Mm-hmm. And then when you have psychos out here with white skin that are blowing up fucking buildings and stabbing cops and all this stuff, yeah, then you want to pet them on the head and say that maybe there's something wrong with their brain, or their daddy didn't love them, or mama was, you know, a hooker, whatever. Like, it's always stupid. Just check yourself and check your motherfucking ignorance, because again, it's not my issue, it's your issue, but it's gonna be a bigger issue for you if you sit there and don't do nothing about it, because we're coming for that
we are because we know that it's possible for y'all to do your job without killing people, because you do it to white people every day. White people get arrested and stay alive every day, and eventually you're gonna start treating us the way you treat white people, because the uprising is coming. It's here, and it's not gonna slow down. Shit is gonna change. It is. We tired.
And your kids see it. Your kids see it too, and you can keep lying to them if you want to. They don't give, like, literally, we are on the verge of some, like, explosive shit, and it just makes more sense for y'all niggas to just do the right thing and get it together. But you can't sit up here and keep telling niggas that you want them to stop rioting or calm down or whatever, because that's not gonna happen.
Freedom has never been won nicely or neatly or peacefully. We have always had to fuck shit up in order to just get to the next level of being treated like humans. All black people have been doing in this fuck ass country since we got here is trying to be treated like equals. That is what we are still motherfucking fighting for, equal treatment from the police. And we not gonna stop. We not.
That's it. Rioting, although I'm not going to say, oh yeah, go and burn some shit down tomorrow. You know, but you, again, like DeRay said,
it'll be back.
You have to understand what this is. It is like an effect of a much bigger issue. And if you are really that bothered by your little property damage and your CVS and your strip clubs or whatever the fuck. Oh, and while we're on the subject of looting, the next time y'all want to come out your mouth about black people stealing and looting, go ahead and clock all those white folks who are in same stores stealing Budweiser and purple bag Doritos. Yes, those chili Doritos are fucking delicious, but we don't want to hear none of that. Like,
don't tell me they were looting for food when they had beer and gummy bears, girl, because American cheese slices, that's not fucking nutrition. You're not about to sit up here and tell me they needed shit to live and picked up candy. Get the fuck out of here, Boone's Farm and shit.
All of that is the effect of an issue that is much, much greater, much, much deeper. And until that issue is fixed, this is going to happen again and again. And all that's going to happen are more and more and more people are going to say, well, I get it.
Yep.
That's all. Because how much can you actually take?
Well, we're going to see how far y'all make this go.
Well, that's been The Read.
All right. So make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter at This Is The Read. Also on Instagram. Check out thisistheread.com, where you can see links to all of the episodes and show guests and so on and so forth. You can check out thereadlive.com to see all of our upcoming shows. We are coming to Cleveland, I believe, on May 9th. Look at us, we don't have our dates together.
It's May Cleveland 9th. May 9th, and Chicago is June 6th.
Okay.
And LA is June 19th.
Yes, so you can go to The Read Live, The Read LIVE, links to tickets for all of those shows.
We also have some really great shows lined up for the summer and fall that are going to be really exciting.
Oh my goodness.
Really exciting.
Very much.
So look out for that.
Yeah, stay tuned for that.
The Green Experiment on YouTube with Destin Asante.
Lord God.
Do
you have any special announcements or things?
I don't know. Just love yourself, guys. Mm-hmm. And be loving towards others. unless that bitch tries it.
No, that's real.
No. Yeah, I don't really know if I even have an acronym this week. I gotta get on the ball. The acronym this week.
Okay. You just, all right.
Is going to be.
Over you already.
I don't know. Okay. I just started thinking about Baltimore and now I want a chicken box.
Okay. No, you know what? And we deserve. We deserve chicken boxes. Did you see that Popeye's ad?
I deserve.
Yeah. And we deserve.
I deserve to be. I deserve.
Where is this going?
Why did Mama D walk into that strip club looking like Colonel Sanders? With her
Why is that song on iTunes? Who the fuck is asking for this? Why is she performing anywhere?
I'm not watching that no more. I'm not acronym is EYG. Embrace your ghetto.
Okay.
I was blasting the fuck out of that new Project Pack because you know who lives right next to me? I'm actually the only Project black Pat? Person. No, bitch.
Oh, I was about to say, what?
It's white people who live all in that cut on my floor.
Oh, really?
And I dared one of them to say something to me. I like to smoke a.
That's what they deserve for gentrification. You wanted cheaper rent? All right. So you can listen to this Project Pat all
and
day.
And this barter 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. Have you heard Mariah's new song?
Anyway, so that was a great show. And, you know, God bless.
See y'all next.
One and all. Infinity and beyond. And beyond.